theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator and vanished.
This time we... Hei, og velkommen til denne bonussendingen av Tidsmaskinen. Bonusklipp, kanskje mer. Navnet mitt, det Marius Øfsti, og med meg som alltid har jeg Knut Martin Kristensen.
Hei. Da vi begynte å snakke om å gjøre Tidsmaskinradio for et år siden, så var vi fast bestemt på at Nick Love skulle være den første artisten vi snakket om. Og det har vært en skytsengel for oss når vi har vært ut og spilt plata.
Så da det jo litt festlig at vi i dag, 2. mai, slipp de her testsendingene våre, så det dagen etter at vi så Nick Love på byscenen. Og det var jo fabelaktig det, og mange ville vært fornøyd med det, men du, Knut Martin, var ikke galt deg helt der.
Ja, jeg gikk bak en tur og fikk hilsa på selveste gudfaren av Føbrokk, og fikk stilt den de to spørsmålene vi skal stille alle våre tidsreisende gjester fremover.
Det har jeg veldig lyst til å høre.
Velkommen tilbake til Tidsmaskinen. Vi har med oss Nick Love, som nettopp har spilt på byscenen I Trondheim. And as we do with all guests, Nick, we have to give you the keys for our time machine. And you can travel back in time and put together a band. The only rule is you have to be in the band yourself. You don't have to play guitar, you don't have to sing, but you have to choose all the artists in your favorite band. You can go back to 1920 if you want.
Whoa, it's such a great question, but so difficult to answer because I like so many different kinds of music. Right now, though, the way I'm thinking now, I love the bass and drums of Jimmy Reed's band.
Yeah,
Jimmy Reed. I love that them because I think that they could play some real great pop music.
Yeah.
With that feel, you know, some real pop, but played with that feel would be so cool. Guitar's difficult, you know. I like really, really simple guitar players, you know, like I like a guy.
I don't think you should call him that, no.
Well, I mean, well, it takes quite a lot of intelligence to play simple.
That's true.
But thank you for pointing that out, yes. Well, it wasn't that simple, but I like J.B. Lenoir. But it sounds like I'm on some sort of blues, weird blues kick, you know. There's so many great guitar players. Don Rich, I loved as well. He played with Buck Owens. This is an impossible question. Can I have a couple of years to think about it?
You can have
back?
As many years as you want.
All right.
Well, you have to answer it next time you come to try and play.
Okay. Let me do that.
And you have to find your own part in the band.
Okay.
Because you're in the band yourself.
All right.
You cannot do merchandise.
So I can't just be the leader and just fire people if they make a mistake.
That's, yeah.
Like James Brown. No. Okay, well, I think I could probably do... a little sort of one or two finger organ type stuff, you know.
That's loud.
A bit like James Brown used to,
yeah. used to right. play.
I think I could do that because the bass is taken. I could play the
bass.
Yeah.
We can give you a keytar if you want.
Yeah, okay. I could scrub away on the acoustic. But if you wait until I come back next time.
Next time you come back, you have to put your band together.
Okay.
Perfect. There's one more question, though. Because if you get a time machine for one more trip to see one concert, any year, you can go back and see one concert.
Okay. Oh, right. And it has to... it's one that I've seen already?
No, you don't have to see it. It's one that you would like to see. Or...
Well, I suppose I'd like to have seen... I'd like to have seen... I'd like to say something funny, you know, instead of something that's earnest, you know, but... I'd love to have seen Elvis Presley, you know, in his early days.
Presley, yeah.
I'd like to have seen what all the fuss was about, you know, if he was really that good.
But the thing is, we actually got this machine, so you can.
Yeah.
The next time you come back, we'll lend you the machine, and you can go back and see. Say, the Presley thing is,
actually, he was rubbish.
Was he? Yeah. I saw Presley, man. He was rubbish. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Where the hell are they?
The appropriate question is, when the hell are they?